Hi there, welcome to the Football Spy Files, sponsored by our friends at Renault Vans. This is the show where we take a breather from all the gossip and have a look at the way your team is taking shape ahead of the new season. Today, we're going to have a look at Arsenal. No prizes for guessing the issues that we'll be looking at yet again with the Gunners. But let's start from the back. Can I keep Wojciech Szczęsny in goal? I don't think there'll be a new keeper, nor do I think there should be. Szczęsny showed enough for me last year at the back end of last season to suggest he's got a big future as the Arsenal number one. And if Wenger brings in another one over him, then I think that might kill his confidence. I'd be very surprised not to see a new defender, though, before the window closes. I don't think we'll see another left-back with Clichy gone to Man City. I'd move Thomas Vermaelen to left-back. Wenger suggested as much already. And I'd bring Kieran Gibbs on for the long term, even though he does seem a bit injury-prone. Laurent Koscielny, I think he'll be a better player for his season in the Premier League so far. We all know what Sanya gives us at right back. I do think Carl Jenkinson, the £1 million signing from Charlton, he's a better player than people give him credit for. He could well push for a first team place at some stage. Front of the back four, I'd have Wilshere alongside this man. He's the Slovakian midfielder Marek Hamšík. He's 23, plays for the Italian club Napoli, and he's a very good player. He hit 11 goals in 37 league games last season to help Napoli finish third in the Italian league. It cost big money, but he'd be a great replacement for Cesc Fabregas with big resale value. Now, the front four is more problematic. We're going to work on the basis that Nasri is indeed off and go for Jovinho on the right, Van Persie in the hole, and I still think Arsene Wenger will go for the experienced Valencia winger Juan Mata on the left side. He's 22, as you know, he won the World Cup and the under 21 European Championship, and he can play left side or up front. And here's where I think a lot of you are going to hit me over the head, because I think next season the one will be the one where Arsene Wenger plays Theo Walcott up front. He's quick, he's composed, he's keen to take on the responsibility of scoring goals. Playing him there would make Arsenal's front four interchangeable, as they can all play as the main striker, but they can all occupy other roles. That's my Arsenal formation. Let's have a look at some of yours. Kamisi from London's got a 4-4-2 formation with Van Persie and Jovinho up front. He's got Wilshere and Song in central midfield with Arshavin and Walcott on the wings. Kamisi actually does have Gibbs at left back, but he's hoping that Arsene Wenger brings in Samba from Blackburn to play alongside Vermaelen, and he's got Sanya at right back. In goal, he's chosen Wojciech Szczęsny. Now, bad halves in Tanzania. He's got Szczęsny in goal with Gary Cahill and Chris Samba at the heart of his defence. At fullback, he's got Vermaelen and Sanya. In front of his back four, he goes for Song alongside Wilshere, and his three behind the striker are Nasri, Walcott in the hole, and Van Persie. And if Arsene Wenger does sign Karim Benzema from Real Madrid, a lot of Arsenal fans are going to be very happy indeed. Couple more teams for you, and this Arsenal side is from Hayes in Kentucky, the US of A. The back five is as you'd expect, although he's got Werder Bremen defender Per Mertesacker in there. He's got just a year left on his contract, so he'd be sensibly priced. He's got Alex Song in front of the back four, and Hayes is another one who thinks Nasri will stay. He's got the French midfielder alongside Jack Wilshere. Out wide, he's got Jovinho on the right and Walcott on the left. Interesting. And Van Persie's up front. Good side. If Viper Active had his way, he'd snap up Jose Enrique from Newcastle and Chris Samba from Blackburn to beef up his back four. Interesting that he'd have Aaron Ramsey and Marek Hamšík in front of his back four. I was asking where Wilshere was when I first saw this. Then I found out he's got Jovinho on the left, Arshavin on the right, and Wilshere behind Van Persie. That's another good side, but I'm surprised there's no Walcott in his first team. Theo won't be happy. Keep your teams and your views on the teams that you've seen already coming in. We've got more Football Spy Files coming up for you tomorrow. And for all of your transfer news, you can visit the Mirror Football website, where Dan, Rob and Neil will keep you completely up to date all day, every day. I'll see you next time.